This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Carissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden traded verbal attacks about COVID-19 vaccines in their respective Labor Day remarks today. The president called for the Democratic Party nominees, Biden and running mate Senator Kamala Harris, to immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. Biden told reporters in Pennsylvania Monday that he would like to see a vaccine as soon as possible, even if it cost him the election. But he said even if a vaccine emerges, people may be reluctant to take it because, in his words, the president's repeated misstatements about the virus are undermining public confidence. Nothing he has told us so far has been true, Biden said later during a virtual campaign event with labor unions. Trump, holding his first news conference on the north portico of the White House, said any vaccine approved for mass inoculation by the federal government will be, in his words, very safe and very effective. The Republican and Democratic Party nominees made their remarks as the presidential campaign turned to the home stretch on the annual Labor Day holiday at a time when COVID-19 is killing about 1,000 Americans every day. Two Australian reporters are back at home in Sydney after rushing out of China following interviews with the Chinese Ministry of State Security. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation reported that its Beijing correspondent and the Australian Financial Review's Shanghai correspondent boarded a flight to Sydney Monday night. After each was questioned by Chinese authorities, they took shelter in Australia's diplomatic quarters, its embassy in Beijing and its consulate in Shanghai, while diplomats negotiated with Chinese officials to allow them to leave the country safely. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. From Washington, this is VOA News.